you didn't hear them, you don't want to hear them. So we're going to start off with a few announcements this morning. If you want to look to your bulletin, there's only a couple in there. The summer kickoff tonight is starting at 5 for the youth group. So if you just finished 6th grade and you're going into 7th grade, get ready because we're going to have a party tonight. Starting at 5, we're going to have a cookout and have some food and hamburgers and hot dogs and a bunch of food. So if you're coming, you guys can bring a dessert or a side or something like that. So come and have some fun, and we'll enjoy some time together. Then there's no ladies brunch this week. It'll resume back in July. So just make note of that as you guys are looking forward. Are there any other announcements this morning? Okay, we'll jump right into our call to worship, which is from Colossians 1:17-20. And the he there that we're talking about is Christ, and we're talking about him. So it says, "And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross."
Let's join together in singing that same idea. The church is one foundation, Jesus Christ. Please stand as we sing together hymn 277 in your hymnals or on the screen. The church is one foundation. The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. Mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with the vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious will be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them, the meek and holy, on high may dwell with thee. You may be, please greet one another this morning. Excuse me.
Well, again, good morning. Excuse me, and thank you for coming and worshiping with us, as well as those that are joining us online. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the body and before the Lord. Just a couple of ones that have been given to me. One, grateful to see Lynette back at the computer. She had her procedure done this week, and things went very well. And so we're grateful for how God is healing through the surgery, and we'll continue for ongoing healing. And then Dean Weaver gave me an update today on his brother-in-law, Dave. He has been re-diagnosed. He has come through cancer, but now he has been diagnosed with stage 4 bile duct cancer. So I know that, one, it's been leading to quite a bit of pain, but also just going through this process again. So we'll be praying for Dave and his wife, as well as for Dean and the extended family. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, I will pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin today, we are grateful for the opportunities that you present to us, for the opportunity of coming this morning, worshiping together with your family, and to being reminded of how we are fit together into the body of Christ. We remember that through the songs and through the call to worship that Jesus Christ is the head. He has earned that right by not only being the second person of the Trinity, but by being the one who came and shed his blood on our behalf. And we thank you that you know all things and that you are in control, even if we look around in our world and we see things just seemingly spinning out of control. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We do lift up praise for bringing Lynn through the procedure this week, for giving her the strength. We pray for continued healing of her heart and for just the ongoing better quality of life. We pray that you would also just be with her family as they have other health concerns and those weigh upon her heart. And so we just ask that you would be an ever-present help through their time. We also lift up Dean Weaver's brother-in-law, Dave, and this very difficult diagnosis, knowing that something was going on, but unsure, and now with getting some diagnosis and some answers, we know that those were not the answers they were desiring. We just ask that you would, as the great physician, bring healing. We pray for the peace of mind and heart for Dave and for his wife and for the family, that you are in control, even in the midst of this very turbulent time. And Father, we think about the opportunities we have as a church. Pray for our youth group tonight as they gather for welcoming in those that have just graduated from sixth grade and the opportunities of enfolding them into the youth group. We just pray for a great time together. We thank you for just the opportunity of investing in our junior high and high school students. We thank you for Pastor Abe and Diana and for those volunteers that come alongside of the youth group that invest their lives. Father, we know it's such an important and key time. We thank you for the ongoing ministries that we have around the world. And we truly do pray for the Unruhs. We ask that you would watch over them as they have their summer break from classes, that you would give them safety in their travels, and also as they connect with supporters and family, but also the recent graduates. We thank you for their work investing in the lives of pastors throughout the Central American region and even into Cuba. Father, they are able to go to places that we cannot go. And we just ask that you would give them rejuvenation through the summer as well as safety. And Father, we lift up our world to you as there is great turmoil, not only in our own country, but around the world and with the news out of Iran and with the conflict that is going, that the United States has become involved with. We just ask that peace would enter into the process, We pray for those people that are caught in the middle. We know that the Iranian people, the Israelis, the Arabs, their leaders go one direction, but the innocents seem to be the ones that pay the deepest and greatest price. And we just ask that you would intervene in this whole situation. We just ask that you would help us to be wise during this time and to know, as Paul told us, that we need to redeem the time, because the days indeed are evil, but they're also drawing to a close. Father, we know that you're in control of history. Help us, as Jesus' parable of the 10 virgins, to be ready and to be found working. Father, we just ask that you would use us as ministers of reconciliation in the world around us, in our families, in our community, as we pray for the things that are out of our control around the world. Father, we just ask that you would use this offering we're about to receive from your people for your honor and glory, that not only here in our community, but around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
I was thinking for just a minute as I was looking around, happened to notice the front of our bulletin. It says, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We go through a lot of changes just all the time. Our seasons change, sometimes our jobs will change, or our towns might change, or sometimes we change countries or change languages and things like that that go with all the different changes. But we can rest in that Jesus remains the same. His love for us is always the same, no matter where we are. So that's something just brought me a little bit of a thought, I guess, this morning. I thought I should share with you. Let's stand and sing a few songs this morning. it's a good song to get us going.
Called Gratitude, and I know they said that they've sang it with you before, but when we were practicing this morning, the words of this song are so strong and so powerful in the way that we should praise, love, be grateful to the Lord and Savior for what he's done for us, and it really touched me this morning. So as we sing this song, just really feel God's presence and the way he's working in the words of this song that will lead us into the message that's being given.
All my words fall short, I got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you. I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, a hallelujah. got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, I will worship you. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, a hallelujah. And I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing
Father, as we have just sung, there really isn't much that we can give, for in our natural state, there is nothing inside of us that is worthy. It is only because of your Son and the sacrifice that he made on our behalf, and you extend that gift to us freely. Father, you don't ask us to pay you back. Father, we lay our lives down before you, and as we come and listen to your word, may our hearts be prepared for the seed of the word to find good soil. In Jesus' name.